Hello there. I'm Gene War. Thank you for allowing me to join you as a part of your study group. To you who will be studying together the Godly Man's Study, these tapes are meant to be a brief summary of what you may have gained already in knowledge, in attitudes, and in projected activity for each chapter. The purpose is to provide some life experiences, practical helps or ideas to add to your own personal gain from the study. Let me remind you that the privilege of being a member of a men's group that is discovering the truth and reality of the Bible carries with it a tremendous responsibility that deserves your prayerful, spirit-led response, making the truth live in your own life. Otherwise, as James tells us in 1:22, we become deceivers of our own selves. The foundations of the disciple that should be supporting the framework of all our actions and attitudes are, first, the Lord Jesus Christ and His philosophy dominating me rather than my self-centered philosophy, that is, doing my own thing. Secondly, His Word in my heart changing my life. Third, wanting His constant fellowship. Fourth, His concern for the world becoming my concern. And fifth, loving others who know Christ. And finally, having a real desire to share what I have learned about Christ with those who don't know Him in a personal way. Have you noticed the buildings you've seen today do not have their foundations showing? Foundations are not seen, but they are absolutely necessary for the building. And so it is with us. Foundations are fundamental, whether it is a brick structure or our bodies, which the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 6:19, are the homes of the Holy Spirit. You know, the most fundamental aspects of life will never be understood or experienced without discovering the spiritual foundation of life. Many people today are trying to build a superstructure without having the foundation. My prayer for you is that you will come to live in excited expectation of being able to speak to others boldly about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, and of being able to live so that your life would bring honor to Him day by day. Let me close this segment with a little poem called "Make Me Thy Fuel." I believe it was written by Amy Carmichael. From prayer that asks that I may be sheltered from winds that beat on Thee, from failing when I should aspire, from faltering when I should climb higher, from silken self, O Captain free, Thy soldier who would follow Thee, from subtle love of softening things, from easy choices, weakenings, not thus are spirits fortified, not this way went the crucified, from all that dims Thy Calvary, O Lamb of God, deliver me. Give me the love that leads the way, the faith that nothing can dismay, the hope no disappointments tire, the passion that will burn like fire. Let me not sink to be a clod. Make me Thy fuel, O flame of God. I'll be praying for you as you start this exciting time of new discovery with Christ.